Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's happening?
All right, so this guy is named a rapper. His name is Self-Made Cash.
Okay.
That's Cash with a K.
Of course.
Cash is a Detroit rapper, and there's a little bit of a backstory on Self-Made Cash.
Okay.
So Self-Made Cash has a bunch of songs out on an album, and he is one of these people that likes to brag about doing illegal activity. He has made songs bragging about stealing people's bank account information and spending money at Walmart and gas stations and stealing credit card information and essentially committing identity theft.
Yeah.
So that's his thing.
That's his thing.
Not drug dealing or anything like that.
Mm-mm.
That's funny. And his name is Self-Made Cash.
Yeah.
That's not self-made
at all.
That's
not self-made at all.
That's not even self-made credit.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he even calls himself the Goat Swiper.
Oh.
Goat is in greatest of all time.
Yeah. Wow.
He even has a golden credit card dangling off of his neck on a gold chain.
Oh, because branding.
Right.
Okay.
You know what he doesn't have? A Wikipedia page.
Did you spell Cash with a K?
Huh?
Did you spell Cash with a K?
Of course I did.
Okay, just making sure.
Well, an interview popped up from him not too long ago, and people were saying, listen, you're bragging about committing identity theft. Are you afraid that you might get busted? And he said, not at all.
Of course not.
A lot of people come to me saying, like, bro, you're gonna get indicted. But you know, they don't know what I got going on. You feel me? They don't know what I'm doing. I feel like I'm way smarter than a lot of people. I know how to do this.
Can I just say something really quick?
Yeah, go ahead. It's probably what I was gonna say.
The term indicted is so street.
What makes you not smarter than everybody else is when you tell other people that you committed that crime.
That's true.
Well, his real name is Jonathan Woods, and this is going to come as a shock to everybody. He was arrested and indicted last week in federal court on multiple charges of wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and more after the feds apparently watched his YouTube videos and stalked his Instagram page.
Well, I mean, he basically handed it to him. He might as well have just walked himself into the police station.
The feds did a pretty thorough investigation and found that he hasn't swiped anybody's credit card information.
Shut up.
He hasn't stolen anything. He's not an identity thief.
He lied about everything?
He lied about everything.
Wow.
Even in his music videos where there's cut up credit cards and piles of cash on the floor.
So this is basically like next level version of when Drake says he came from the bottom.
It's not even that. Like, this is the 2019 version of where hip-hop has evolved to. It used to be gritty.
Well, I don't think we have to blame all of hip-hop for self-made cash.
I am sitting here right now as an American blaming all of hip-hop. This is what you get, guys. This is what happens. Started off where we were bragging about shooting people in the streets and selling drugs and all that kind of stuff. You know, real crime.
Right.
Now we've got rappers trying to be street, but they're bragging about white-collar crime? White-collar crime?
That's so true.
Wow, that's actually a great point.
What's next? We're going to have hip-hop? A guy was just like, yeah, son, my thing, healthcare fraud.
Here's another twist. The Goat Swiper was allegedly charging people between $400 and $600 for intel on how to get people's identity information and how to steal credit card information. And that turned out to be false as well. So the information that he was giving people was inaccurate, and it wasn't people were not able to get the information that he provided, and he still charged them $400 to $600 to be able to tell them how to do it.
Maybe he is smart.
He's smart just in the way that anybody who runs a Ponzi scheme or a pyramid scheme is.
So is it illegal to take someone's money if they are trying to do an illegal act, but you're not giving them any real information so that you could do that illegal act?
I guess you'd have to look at it as okay, give me $400. I'm going to tell you how to rob a bank. And you give them all terrible information that has no leads into you actually being able to rob a bank.
Yeah, which number one, don't cover your face.
Right.
Pretty funny prank, by the way, to pull on somebody.
So would that be illegal? Well, I mean, I don't think it should be because it's a funny goof.
It is, I think, probably only in the way that you know someone is going to commit a crime and you do nothing about it. Like, you don't tell the police, guy's about to commit a crime. But I am very excited to find out what's going to happen next. Because I did a quick Google of other up-and-coming white-collar crime hip-hop artists.
Ooh.
There's the duo of Weights and Measures. And what is that? Great question. I found an interview where they said, yo, here's what happens, son. I place an item for sale at one price, and I charge a higher price at the same time for a sale short way in that item. And then when it reflects the higher weight, I cash out, yo.
Is it teaching people about economics?
Kinda.
Okay, well then this is like the new Schoolhouse Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.